Today is Bhima Nirjal Ekadasi. A wonderful opportunity to just chant. And as we have heard during the retreat, there are a few things we need to observe when we chant. One is we need to connect internally to the deities so we can sing for them. That's the idea. And then second idea is to come into a certain bhava, a seva bhava. We do this as a service for them. But there are other concepts. To chant with an eagerness, with a loving eagerness, and also to avoid offenses towards other living entities and towards the Lord. So all these concepts are very, very nicely exemplified in a pastime which I would like to tell. Hearing about Krishna's pastimes and chanting his holy name, or chanting while you think of his pastimes, that's really the cream of chanting. So, Krishna once arrived early in the appointed meeting place, and there he waited eagerly for Srimati Radharani to arrive. When Srimati Radharani finally arrives, she somehow senses that Krishna is already there at the bank of the Yamuna in this beautiful kunja, which is surrounded with fragrant creepers. But she wants to test how much Krishna really loves her. And therefore she remains in hiding and sends a few of her sakis, her small little girlfriends, with some messages to Krishna. You know, sometimes in our spiritual life we also wait for Krishna to arrive, and Krishna may send some messengers. It may tell us something. So here the roles are reversed. It's not we who wait for Krishna, but Krishna himself waits for his greatest devotee, Srimati Radharani. So Radha is just maybe 5 meters into earshot, it's called, when you can Hörweite in German. Away, hiding, and the little sakis enter one by one very shyly the kunja where Krishna is waiting for Radha. And Krishna immediately greets the little manjaris and says, "Where is Radha? When will she come?" But the sakis smile and say, "Ah, her superiors forbade her to leave the house. So Radha is still far away in the house, and today she will not come, O Syama Sunda." Krishna gets totally upset by this and says, this can't be true, because," and he breathes in very deeply, "I smell her beautiful fragrance. She's very close nearby. Don't try to cheat me." So the clever sakis think very fast, and then they have the answer. "Oh, Syama Sundar, you are so much in love that you see Radha everywhere. It's our clothes which carry Radharani's fragrance, because we are always so close by to Radharani, and therefore our clothes have captured her wonderful smell." Then Krishna gets even more upset and says, "Please tell me, there must be a way. I can meet Srimati Radharani today. The Sakhi says, look, Shyam Sunda, there's something which the Shastras say. The Shastras say that by chanting, you can attract a far away divine personality. So chant has sweet nectarian names, and you might attract Radha to come if you are very, very expert. So Krishna begins to chant, Radhe, 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 for a long time. But after, then he stops and says, I have chanted now so long, but she didn't come. It doesn't work with me. So the Sakhi says, well, chanting alone is fine, but there must be Shravanam. You need to hear something about the personality whose name you chant. Yes, there is kirtan, but there must be Shravan, hearing. Now, you stop your chanting. We will now sing about Radha's qualities, and you just listen with love and attention. So this goes on. The Sakhis go into Radha kirtan. Maharani ki jai, Radharani ki jai. Krishna after some time says, I have chanted and I have heard, but still she has not come. As he says this, his loving eagerness increases like an ocean which floods. And the Sakhis, they smile and they say, usually it works. You hear and you chant and then the Lord comes. But in your case, it doesn't work. And the reason is you must have done some aparadas, some offenses which block the results so that it doesn't come. Have you maybe gone to Chandravali's Kunj today? So Radharani, who's just a few meters away but hidden, begins to smile and just marvels at the cleverness of her girl companions. And then she hears how the Sakhis continue. Look, you are full of aparadha. This is why it doesn't work. Now, our solution is from the Shastras. And my dear devotees, this is the solution if it doesn't work for you also, if Krishna doesn't come. Chant very loudly, clap in your hands, and then do some seva, dance for Krishna's, for Radha's pleasure. So then the holy name of Radha will be pleased with you, and Radha will quickly reveal herself. So Krishna has no other choice. He wants to meet Radharani, and therefore he does what is instructed by the Shastras and by the Manjaris. He gets up, the Sakhis get up, and they blissfully dance together, chanting Radha's name in the kunja. They clap, and Krishna very loudly, his neck stretches in loving eagerness. And with tear-filled eyes, you know, he begins to cry, Radha, Radha, where are you? He chants so nicely that Radha, who is just nearby, just can't stop herself. With loving dancing steps, she comes out of the kunj and enters as the queen of Vrindavan and the queen of rasa-laden dance into the arena of love. When Krishna sees Radha entering the pathway of his eyes and going right into his heart, he just becomes so happy that he has goose pimples of ecstasy. And in this way, the divine couple begin to dance and dance very, very nicely together in the kirtan. So I hope you have listened carefully. If you can't reach Krishna, chant his name. But if he still doesn't come, it must be that there is some aparada in your life. Something blocks the result. No, I mean, then there's one solution. Chant loudly, clap in your hands, if you wish. Well, for this first kirtan, they will be slow, no dancing, but maybe you can, in the end, if you wish, you can also dance. And if you have some loving eagerness, that is good.